So Rabbi Yisai, Yichavs Lavavis continues here in Parakei that there are five pratim in Azivas Hachet, to abandon a chet, a sin forever. There are five components. Number one, to really detach oneself from that which Rabbi Shalom assert, like Navi Amos says, sinu ra ve'avu toif. You have to hate ra. There's a kayak of sin in us, and we squander it on the nairishkeit, and we're supposed to hate ra, the ra inside of us. But we squander it on other things we hate. And Navi Yeshaya says, Yazav Rosha Darko. You have to leave it and abandon the derech. It's a whole derech of Ra. You have to leave that derech in Gansan. It's not Shayach. In other words, Boshet, if a person once, Taka went through a bad neighborhood and he had a bad experience, he was held up, he was beaten up, spit on him, he had a very bad experience in a bad neighborhood. He'll never go back there again. It's not Shayach. I won't even dream about traveling in that neighborhood again. It's a bad place. It's full of potholes and bad people. They shoot BB guns at me, and it's not safe. He'll never go there again. So a person should mamish make his mind the derech of chait is not Shayach. Not Shayach. And the second level is that you have the pireish from dvarim mutarim that might bring you to Dvar Masura, like things that are in doubt, a little doubt. Kamosha Masupra al Kama Chasidim, Sheaparshim Yeshivim Dvarim Mutarim, and they Shapachadush Leyavar al Yadam Dover Yisr Echot. So there were certain Chasidim who stayed away from 70 things that are Mamash Mutter, lest it bring them to a matzav of a Suffolk. Maybe the tale of Suffolk, which might bring me to an Aveira. That's very serious. So if you consider the places we did Aveiras, so we know there's a certain place wherever I go to that, when I sit in that shul over there, I sit in that part of the shul, I always speak Lashon Hara. When I go to this place, I go for a vacation, this place, I always do a certain Aveira. I don't want to go to vacation there anymore. I'm not even dream of going to that hotel anymore. I wouldn't come close to that, the whole state. I'm not interested. I'm far away from this. Even though it's perfectly mutter, I never dream. I won't do Aveiras anymore. No, I won't even go to the things that are mutter, because it might bring me to an Aveira like it did last time. And even when you have mamish the Aveira, the third thing says the Chayz Lubavas, even when you have the koyach to do that, you have that there in your hand. You mamash have in your hand, but a person be so tzishrukim from the Rabbeinu Shlom. I got slapped in the past. How do I dare go against the Rabbeinu Shlom? Should at least be as afraid of Rabbeinu Shlom as you are of your wife. If your wife would catch you in the act, you'd be very embarrassed. And you'd have to do a lot for entering. So how about if the Rabbeinu Shlom catches you? Somar mipachdecha bisori. My flesh is on pins and needles. My flesh grows prickly from your fear, from your terror. I'm afraid of your mishpat, your punishments, Hashem. And when Reb Chaim Volozhin would say this pasuk, an Elul, he would faint. Asoga means to faint out of shrek from the Rabbeinu Shlom. So a person has the posh to be filled with pachad of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that's why, even if it's a davar that's mutter, if there's a havmina of a havmina, that this kosher thing might bring me to something treif, chasidim stayed away from 70 kosher things, because it might bring it to a treif thing. This is something that we should make big posters today. And not only should we be pirish from Averis, it says the chasidim, the fourth thing is, not only should we desist from sin because of fear that Hashem will definitely punish us, definitely going to punish us, but a person should be mevuyish from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Just like you'd be mevuyish You'd be embarrassed if someone you respect, even a little, would come in and catch you in the act. So your own children would come and catch you doing an aveira. Very embarrassed. Not only your children, actually. And your wife, you'd certainly be embarrassed. And even if the Rav caught you, you might be embarrassed. So imagine that Rabbi Shlomo is watching everything we do. You should be so mavuyish from the Rabbi Shlomo. Not because I'm afraid of people. If I care, I'm not mavuyish from people at all. I'm just partial mavuyish from the Rabbi Shlomo. I'm just embarrassed. But if we're not embarrassed in the Rabbi Shlomo, that proves that we don't really have Yir Shamayim, and we think we have Yir Shamayim. Someone asks us, are you a Haredi? Haredi means Hared L'dvar Hashem. It means you have Yir Shamayim, you're afraid of the Rabbi Shlomo. That's what it means to be Haredi. Not to wear a black hat or a black tichel, or black stockings. Haredi means to be Hared L'dvar Hashem, to tremble before Hashem. So he says, there's another kind of a thing called Vadihi Yerosam Osi, Mitzvahs Anoshim Lamada. That is a very interesting pasuk. Pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Chavtes, the Navi accuses Klal Yisrael, Vatihi Yerosam Osi, their Yira, their fear of me, says Hashem, was Mitzvahs Anoshim Lamada. It was like mitzvahs that people do out of habit. Mitzvahs anoshim milumada do have routine. We all know this pasuk. But recently I heard a pshat, I'm not sure if I shared it with you. If I did, it's because I repeat it. I heard a pshat a few weeks ago in the name of Rav Daniel Moshovitz, who was the last Rosh Hashiva in Kel. I believe he was the brother-in-law of Rav Dessler, Zichron Livracha. He was killed by Kiddush Hashem. So he said, what pshat that he wrote? The Gevaldik pshat. And a lot to think about. Ever since I heard this pshat, it changed my thinking. And the pshat is, he says, what he wrote Mosi means that, you know, there's actors who when they act, they do a tragedy, they play a tragic play. A real actor knows how to get into his role, and he mamish plays the part, and he mamish, if it's a tragedy, he's mamish crying. You can't be a great tragic actor, right, without literally playing the part. You mamish have to be sad. So it's shy that a person can teach himself how to turn on the tears. But it's not fake tears, it's real tears. It is not fake. If fake tears, the audience would know right away. Emma's actor literally gets into the part and really cries. However, there's one thing missing. He is crying because that's his act. It's his job to cry. He's not crying over the dead person in front of him. He says, amazed someone died. He's crying because being an actor requires that your audience has to look at you like you're crying over a dead person. So he makes himself cry. He is crying over the dead person, but not because he misses the dead person. He's crying over the dead person because his act is to cry over dead people, and he has to convince the audience. It's shayach. Now, I don't think that Rabbi Moshovitz spent so much time in the theater. And I don't think it's Sir Laurence Olivier and some other great Shakespearean actors. I doubt if he ever in his life went to the theater. But you know, somehow rabbis get to know things. Rabbi knows a lot of things, rabbis. They know a lot of things. It's amazing, the fund of knowledge. I'll never, the first thing my shver ever heard about Rav Daniel Moshovitz, my shver, Zeche Tzadik Vracha, said that, if you want, Daniel Moshovitz said, how could it be, I told you this, that this guy, Immanuel Kant, living in Königsberg, in the University of Königsberg, came up with this theory called, I told you this many times, the critique of das reine Vernunft, the critique of pure reasoning, which is like one of the highest levels of philosophy, of theoretical philosophy, das Kritik des reinen Vernunft. So Neil said that which says Chochma Torah b'Goyim loy tamen, al tamen. There's no Torah b'Goyim. Chochma b'Goyim tamen. Chochma It is Shach Chachma the Goyim. But even their Chachma derives from the Torah. How does it work? The Vilna Gaon, he says, it was a contemporary of Kant in the late 1700s. So the Vilna Gaon is sitting in Vilna with his windows closed, shuttered all day even, not just by night. By day, the Vilna Gaon learns by candlelight, so no tumah from the outside world. You can imagine the tumah of the Jewish ghetto in Vilna wasn't such a big tumah. So the Vilna Gaon is sitting in Vilna, and he's learning the Kedusha V'Tahara, and a light streams forth, radiates in Vilna, and it goes, and it radiates to the entire world. And the Goyim even pick up, the Yiddish of Elt, even the Goyim pick up slivers of that light as the Land, Biz Königsberg, and their Goy, their Shikir Goy, Immanuel Kant, who's studying philosophy, picks up etvas, a trace, a slitter, a mashu, a morsel, a crumb of the Licht of the Vilna Gaon. He comes up with Das Reinem Fanum, the pure reasoning. So Daniel knew a lot of things. So he knew about that, the theater also. He says, that the pshat that the year Rosam I see mitzvahs anoshim melumada. That you can serve the Rabbi Shalom, but it's all chitzanius. You can have your Shemayim. It is some level of fear, but it's not fear of the Rabbi Shalom per se. It's because I'm an Orthodox Jew, I have to have your Shemayim. So I teach myself to shuckle, and I teach myself to shake, and I teach myself to clap al chait on Yom Kippur, and I even go to Yom Kippur cotton. But that's not for real, he says. And real your Shemayim is number one, mamish, that sitter, that I'm going to be punished for sure. So if you know that when the cop, one of your Shemayim is, shouldn't happen to you, but maybe it happens sometimes. When the cop is behind you, when you're on the Palisades going 80 miles an hour, and the guy is the sirens behind you, and the light, and your heart falls into your stomach, because you know that you already have 10 points already on your and you're gonna lose your license for 6 months. So, that's a little bit hashav year for the bunch. What's a stupid cop anyway? A shikir, a cop anyway. But, Lamaisa, you lose your license. Shikir hein, shikir morgan. You're going to lose your license. And when they call you up in the IRS, you're being audited. That's another time to get a little fear into your heart. But that's nothing compared to the Rabbi Nishlam, because the auditors, you can escape them also. But you can't escape the Rabbi Nishlam. You can get the haste of Shikha Goy over there. What's that Goy? You got O.J. Simpson off the hook. You can be a murderer. It's Seah Gomer, O.J. Simpson. You get Johnny Cochran, and you get him. How about Sheck, Barry Sheck? He was a big team. You get the Sheck and the Cochran, and boy, you forget to get off the hook. You murder it, blood's on your hands, no problem. You get the right lawyer, you're off the hook. With the Rabbi Shalom, it doesn't help. The Rabbi Shalom, but we think, well, you know, he hasn't punished us yet. We got away with it so far. It's been 20 years, it's been 30 years, it's been 40 years. First of all, in the world to come, for sure it's going to catch up. And there, it's forever we're in jail. And we'll be so mavuyish, we'll be with our pants down, in front of Avram, Yitzhak, Yankov, our parents, our grandparents, all the Gedolei Yisrael, we'll be bizyoinis, l'neitzach, netzach, in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Malachi HaShoreis. It's going to catch up for sure. And this world also will probably catch up. It always, usually catches up in this world too. Shem is giving us a little arichas hapayim, you idiot. He's just giving you a little extra time to do tshuva. So that's the first thing. Yer Shemayim is I'm intensely afraid of the din, and I'm pushing mavuyish. The Rebbe Shalom sees everything I'm doing and everything I'm thinking. He knows exactly what I'm thinking right now. He knows exactly where I'm holding right now. Mavuyish, bizyoinis. But I have Yer Shemayim, Rabbi. Don't you see how I daven so nicely? I really do shuckle there. I really cry. Very good. We have a place for you on Broadway. There's a new revival of Henry V or something, Richard III, and you are going to definitely be a big candidate to take over the lead role of Henry, of Richard III. Mitzvahs anoshim ilumada, segonisht. So the only way it says, the Chavit Lavavis, you have to aziva sachet, aziva mutchletes. If we really mean business, we have to make up our minds, that's it, no wishy-washy, no vacillating, no ifs, ands, and buts. Chait, I cannot do this chait again, it's not shayach, it's not negotiable, I just can never repeat this sin again, I will not do it. I can't do it. And you have to say it, you have to say it in your lips. That's why confession helps. We believe in confession, vidu. You don't have to confess to your priest. You don't even have to confess to your rabbi. I got rid of my confession booth a long time ago. I wasn't bringing enough profits anyway. I was going to put a little... It wasn't working. I have a 900 number now. It works much better. No more confession booths for me. Confess to the rabbi. I have no time for this anyway. So I don't like it. So I have other ways of making money today. Keep your confessions to yourself. But say it in front of the rabbi. Don't go into a room and make your own little confession booth and confess to the rabbi. But enunciate it. I have done this and this and this and this. It's not tshuva yet. Tshuva has to have vidui. Somehow, because it's just a thought, it's just too amorphous. The thought is too vague, and it doesn't leave an impact. You have to say, Hashem, I did this. If you say those words, you really say those words graphically. So Rabbi is, you be graphically. Don't worry, Hashem is a big boy. He can handle all the stuff. He can be very graphic with the Rabbi Shalom. Very, very explicit. This is exactly what your chait was. Say it in detail, and it'll have a great effect. And cry will make us cry, and we'll be embarrassed. We should be embarrassed. But if you don't speak out the words, you have to be alone in the room, or alone in the forest. No one's listening, just you, just me and you, and just you and I and God, we're there. And that's it. That's it. So those are the five ways of truly abandoning chait, says the Chavos Lavavos. So again, we had four components of tshuva. The first component was sincere regret. The second component was not just regret, but an absolute commitment and decision never to do a chait again. And that's what we just studied this morning, the five components of azivas achait, not just regret, but a commitment to absolutely divorce myself from sin. Those are the five things that this morning, how to be totally separated from sin. Then the third component is, I have to ask Hashem for forgiveness. I have to say, I'm sorry. A lot of us have a hard time. You go call somebody up, say, I'm sorry. Not easy. It's very difficult. Very difficult to say, I'm sorry to somebody. Even to your wife and your children. But anybody. You wrong somebody, it's very hard to tell somebody, I am sorry. Very hard. It's a hard thing. It's a very, very, very hard. So the third thing is to say, I'm sorry to people and to Hashem. So of course, the first way of saying I'm sorry, you have to verbally, vidui, verbal confession. God it seems easier to say I'm sorry. Because you really haven't said I'm sorry yet. Now first of all, we should train ourselves every tefillah to say Slach Lanu Avinu, Ki Chatanu, sincerely. Slach Lanu Avinu should be a biggie. When we daven Shemoneh Esrei three times a day, we should really mean it. When I told you from the Oreh Zalman Rosh a few weeks ago, that's such a chutzpah to say Slach Lanu without even meaning it. That itself is a sin. That itself is a chutzpah. So, if we would sit it down and really say, Hashem, please forgive me, I did this and this, and I sinned to you, Hashem, I disappointed you, I betrayed you, I was disloyal to you, I wasn't even embarrassed from you. We say that in a private room, that would be very good. And the only way to do that really and sincerely, says Chavos Lavavos, is to realize that we did a lot of sins, not just one sin. I did many, many sins. How can I? I did many aveiras, not just one aveira. And not only that, I should remember my aveiras all the time. I have to think about my sins all the time. Chatosi negdi tamid. We're starting Paras Vayikra now. And Sefer Vayikra. And the whole few first Paras of Vayikra. Tzav, Shmini. Chazal repeat over and over again that Aaron, HaKohen, could not go into the Mishkan because wherever he went, he saw a golden calf pursuing him. And when he saw the karnos, so to speak, the horns of the Mizbeach, the protrusions from the top of the Mizbeach, he saw the horns of a cow, and he was so mavuyish, how could he walk in front of the presence of Hashem? Wherever he went, he saw a cow. He saw a chet egel, which he was directly responsible for. He minced no words. He wasn't giving excuses. I am responsible for the chet egel. I brought Klal Yisrael to sin. I am a sinner. Chatosi negdi tamid. Wherever I go, the egel haunts me. It stalks me. So if you're really serious, if we're serious about tshuva, tshuva is not... Halavai, we should have a little Kavana, the fifth bracha, Ashiveinu Avinu Sarasecha. And the sixth bracha, Slach Lanu Avinu Kichotanu. Mechal Lanu Malkeinu Kifashanu. That's not enough. Well, if we should have that, that's the start. We should have three times a day, at least in mind, we should beg Hashem, let me do tshuva. Hashem, forgive me. Halavai. That's not enough. We have to have our chatoim in front of us day and night. When you're sitting in the car, driving, don't turn on the radio. Don't turn on the Torah tape. Turn on the tshuva tape. We have to go recount all of our veiras. We've been doing it for our whole life, for the last 40, 50, 60 years. Chatosi negdi tamid. We have to go through everything, a whole litany. That, there's some hope for us. But if we're constantly just neglecting it, it's a garnish, it's just, it's very nice. We're still, the fact that we're here this morning learning this tshuva stuff from the Chavos Levavos makes us better than 99.9% of the Jewish people, because most people aren't doing tshuva. And even the Bali tshuva, they're unsophisticated. They're doing, you know, this general tshuva. We're professional Bali tshuva. We're learning the book. We're taking the course. We're taking the course over here. We're not doing a home study. This is a shul study. This is serious. We're taking a course over here. Of course, the finals and the regents will come in the next world. We'll see how well we learned our lesson. The final regent, but the problem is it's too late. There's no makeups. There's no makeup. But the truth is, we do get a trial every year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I get a trial every time we dive in Tanka Finalization Lestre. And if we should have in Zidim, we say Slach Lanu, then we want to think about this the rest of the day too. Ah, what am I dragging? Oh, if I would only listen to what I say in the Shir, I would be such a tzaddik, you know, but I think it's getting through. The cup. I think it's finally making an impact on me. I think I might just try this myself today. I might just listen to myself. I'm not joking. I might just do it. I'm pretty impressed. This is good. This is good. I will think about my chatam. Well, whatever I do, I think about this is good. It makes sense. It might help me. I'm an addict, you know. Some addicts came to me. You know, addicts. My friends, it's a Gans Yom Purim, you know. The whole year is Purim. Everybody's wearing a mask all the time on Velayla. Nobody knows what's going on in somebody else's life. No one knows what's going on in somebody else's heart. We have no Asaga. So a very hush of a people came to me. And a couple, the husband is an addict. You'd never believe it. A million years. And they have to go to support groups now. No, I'm not... For the rest of their life, an addict has to go to a support group. And there's support groups. There's AA, and there's NA, there's Narcotics Anonymous, and there's Alcoholics Anonymous, and there's Gamblers Anonymous. There's Anonymous for everything. There's all kinds of addictions. And once you're addicted, there's an addictive personality, you really have to go. And the people don't really want to go. They tell me, but you know, I have to go to the support group with Goyim, and it's all, besides being embarrassing, these Goyim are such profane Goyim, I'm going to sit with Goyim, pour my guts out. Yep, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. We won't, this is our support group. We're lucky. We have a support group every Sunday. We really should do it right. If we did it right, we'd all do it. I would go to AA and find out the whole 12 steps. And we do the 12 steps over. We should have a 12 steps. Elach. We should do the 12 steps over. We're all AA, Averis Anonymous. Aveir Anonymous. And we're addicted to Averis. But we're knockers. We're not trust addicts. Rabbi, I don't use dirty needles. I haven't done drugs once yet. I don't do that kind of stuff, Rabbi. We're all Averis and we're addicts to Averis. Fashaden Averis. Fashaden Averis. Oh, you know. If we were honest, okay, but it's not so posh to do it publicly. It's not so posh to confess publicly. So the advisor says to make a support group with me, but we should go through the 12 steps. The 12 steps are very, very good steps. The 12, if I remember, the one, you have to make a confession, and you have no excuses, and you have to ask, I'm sorry for the people you hurt. Tamish Gevaltik, the 12 steps. And you have to rely on a higher power, whatever that higher power is, call it God, call it whatever you want. You have to recognize a higher power, that you're helpless, that person who has sinned, a person who has gotten into bad, terrible habits, cannot help himself alone. He needs help just from fellow human beings and from the higher power called God, or whatever you choose to call that power. It's a very, very humbling thing. It's a very helpful thing. So they need help. We all need help. The problem is we're such bali gaiva. Gaiva means that, first of all, I think I'm really right. I'm not so bad. You know, I'm not that bad. I'm not so bad. It's not so bad. It's such a terrible thing. I'm not saying I'm a tzaddik. We're very bad. We're very, very bad. We've done a lot of bad things. We've done a lot of good things. We've done a lot of bad things. And a lot of bad things. We've done a lot collectively in our lifetime. We've done thousands and tens of thousands of rebellions against Hashem. Tens of thousands, maybe more. Tens and tens of thousands. Thousands and tens of thousands. Endless, countless things you've done defying the will of Hashem and hurting other people and hurting Hashem. We just have very good forget. We forget. That's Amalek, by the way. Amalek makes you forget. That's why the mitzvah of Amalek is Zohar Valtishkach. Remember and don't forget. Amalek is the klipa of forgetting. It's also Mitzrayim. The two places where the Torah says remember, Zohar as you see Mitzrayim is actually the Torah many, many times. I'm not sure if it's 36 or 49. I forget the number. The Torah mentions Zohar as you see Mitzrayim is the Torah, I think 36 times. I think it's at least 36 times. Maybe more. Why do you remember all the time? Because Mitzrayim was the klipa of forgetfulness. Mitzrayim made people forget. And Amalek for sure is the klipa of forgetting. That's why it's Zohar v'latishkach. And Amalek is even stronger than Mitzrayim. So in other words, when the Yid left Mitzrayim, they were attacked by Amalek. Because he was telling us, just because you were physically redeemed, doesn't mean you're home free. Just the opposite. You're physically redeemed, you passed the elementary school. Mitzrayim was the elementary school in the challenge to forget God and forget our sins against God. And now you just graduated to post. Now you're in college. You went to college. Now you're in high school and college. You're in advanced course. Now you'd be attacked by Amalek, who is even stronger klipa to forget. And we have to fight against Amalek. And one of the things you should have in mind on Purim is that, and the part of Zohar is that Hashem should help us not to forget Amalek. Makes us forget who we are. Number one, we forget that we are all bigger than angels, higher than angels. We have a neshama that comes in Kisei HaKavod. But Amalek also makes us forget that we're higher than angels, and every time we don't act like an angel and higher, it's a terrible sin. So he makes us forget who we are, and therefore we forget the averis we do, we don't even realize how terrible they are, because what's the difference? So if President Bush sneezes and will not wipe his nose properly, the whole world will be spoiled. We'll take a picture of him, and it's gefährlich, because he's the President of the United States of America. Everyone's looking. The President didn't sneeze properly. The President's tie was askew. He didn't button his top button, the President, so there's a schlump. So the President is epis not the ganzen. So the President has to be perfect. We expect for the President, and he has to be lily white and perfectly clean. Everyone's scrutinizing everything he does, every word he says, and he makes a faux pas, one faux pas, everyone's down on the President. I don't know what happened over there, but this guy loses his job, but Trent Lott, who's the guy who, he lost his job. No, he made one bad remark, and ice, because he's Trent Lott, he's the Senate Majority Leader, something? He made one remark, what? X, he's the X. Well, so Trent Lott has to know that if you're such a chush of a person, you gotta live up to that. And the President Bush, God bless him, is living up to that. So, if he doesn't, he's in big trouble. But the guys, Rabbi Isai, every one of us in this room is more chush than President Bush. I've arrived at Feirish, because every one of you, of us, made a bracha this morning, Shalom Osani Goy. And that means even President Bush, I don't even want to be President Bush. I don't want to be the Pope. And I don't want to be Yasser Arafat. I don't even want to be President George W. Bush. Very nice man. I don't want to be him. I don't need better Goy. I'm not. Whoever the best Goy in the world is, I'm better than him. I don't want to be him. The lowest Yid is still better. Because my neshama comes from a higher place. It could be I ruined myself. There's plenty of Jews who are lower than George Bush because they corrupted themselves. But the potential of a good Jew is much higher than George Bush. A Yid is bigger than George Bush. So if he would realize, so therefore that's how we're being scrutinized. So Hello, smile, we're on candid camera. Every one of us, Hashem is watching us, the Malachi Asher is watching us, Avram Yitzvah Yaakov are watching us right this second, every second, our Zaydis, our Babas, oh, yeah, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, look at us right now. Oh, this is my inical. That's how you're acting. What are you doing here, my inical? What are you doing these kind of things for? What are you doing in this place? What are you saying these kind of things for? Why are you acting like this? Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, when's the Babas? Oh, they're looking at us. Shemayim, every minute. The Rebbeinu Shlom is looking at us. Rebbe Akiva is looking at us. The Chofetz Chaim is looking at us. Everyone's looking at us. Kaveger. Everyone's looking at us all the time. Our own neshama is looking at us. We give tzar to our own neshama. Our own neshamas are primarily in Shemayim. The neshama is looking at us. This is how you act. This is how you're treating me. This is where you're schlepping me down. Says neshama. You know, the basic rule of neshama is that we don't act properly. The neshama runs away from us. The neshama runs away. When you don't act properly, the neshama runs away. The nefesh and the ruach we can be pagan, but the neshama runs away. So Amalek makes us forget who we are, where we come from. So we forget who we are. And even the averus we once realized we did, he makes us forget. That's shikha. The aside of tshuva is that we never, never forget who we are. And we never forget what we have done. But Amalek makes us remember the good stuff we did. Such a great guy. There's so much stuck in today. Gevaltik. I davened 3 times. I learned a couple of hours. I did tzedakah. I took my kids to school. I learned with my kids. I did a chesed. I did birkas chaylim. I helped a poor person. I did so many nice things today. Very nice. But it's not mechaper. Because you go to jail, you meet a lot of nice Jews who did all kinds of mitzvahs, but you can go to jail for just one crime. It's not mechaper. God does not do trade-offs. God does not make trade-offs. He'll reward us someday for all of our mitzvahs, but that veiris will be punished for. There's no trading. There ain't no trades. There's no exchanges. It doesn't work that way. Hashem is not a vatran. Hashem is not mevater. He is not excused for anything, anything, anything. Mitzvahs just do not make up for averus. The averus we are guilty of. So when you get ordered by the IRS for tax fraud, they don't care how much stuff you gave. They don't care how many you can be bill turned. You gave $1 million. What, Rahul Gandhi gave $1 billion to the UN. Stupid thing to do. But it doesn't make a difference. If you gave $1 billion, you gave $1 billion. Even if you gave a donation, if you give a matana to the IRS. I love America. I'm such a patriot. I believe in the tax system. I'm going to give a gift to the IRS so they should get more agents. So you give the IRS $1 billion, and because they have more agents, they audit you. So the guy they audit, they're putting you in jail. He says, what? I gave you $1 billion to go ahead and make more audits. One thing is not doing the other. For $1 billion, we named the IRS building for you, right? The Yonkel Goldstein, the IRS building. Thank you very much, Yonkel Goldstein. You're the guy who has buildings all over the world in your name. But thank you very much, Mr. Goldstein, for making us able to have a better audit system. And you know what? We caught you. You are our first victim. Shkoyach, you were a serious tax evader, my friend. You're going to go to jail for a long time. Plus, we're confiscating everything you have. You have no more money left whatsoever. Zaygazun Yankel, have a good time in the penitentiary. But, no buts. The mitzvah of giving the IRS $1 billion has no shaychus with this. No shaykhs whatsoever. Fakir, it made you much more high profile. The big mitzvah you did, give it $1 billion, let us think about you. When we're thinking of you, what we say, you deserve it in Kadima. You come first. You deserve the covenant of getting the first audit. Because any guy's $1 billion, something's got to be fishy over here. Where'd you get this $1 billion from? So just because of all these mitzvahs, you give a lot of tzedakah. Where'd the money come from? Is it kosher money, that stock of money? Oh, you bought yourself a new pair of tefillin right now. You bought $2,500 pair of tefillin. Wow. Where'd the money come from? Let's do an audit on you. So your mitzvah is just the opposite. They may be able to bring more attention to you. And we got to check you out more carefully. Where'd the money come from? Where'd the big money come from? Where's the big bucks coming from? So you got an audit from the Rebbeinu Shlom. So the kids are a person we have to have averus in front of us all the time. And that, it says the Chavis Levavis, is the second component in Bakosha Slicha to really feel really bad about the chait and constantly ask Hashem for forgiveness. We'll continue with Hashem next week. Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Chanayim, Akash, Shem, Rabbi Chanayim, 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 Rabbi Ch